Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Controversial subjects with the facts can be tense, but we are a sub-science here to make things make sense.
Today, we are talking about the science of gossip. We are going to find out how it influences people, where it evolved from, and why it might not be as bad as you think.
That's gossip.
That's gossip. A couple of gays are here to try and tell you that gossiping is kind of cool.
And like Lady Gaga actually coined the term gossip in her latest album.
That's gossip. Is that Chromatica?
I thought so.
No, that's so funny because I'm like, there's
now
a lot.
Now my brain's panicking. You know, I don't have the memory for that kind of challenge, Greg. I'm like, I actually don't know what that's from.
Ever since Art Pop, there could have been a That's Gossip.
That's
it.
True.
You know what I mean? So I don't know because there's been a lot since there. Yeah. Is it Heavy Metal Lover or what's happening?
No, I'm pretty sure it's Chromatica because I'm like, why is it in my lexicon? It must be recent.
Are you someone who feels sad that you can't access Chromatica Oreos unless they're illegally shipped to you over a border?
I 100% thought you were going to say, are you someone who's sad that you can't access your memories and your brain doesn't work properly?
Oh my god.
I actually thought,
let's talk about it.
Yeah. Not really about the Oreos. I guess I haven't thought that much about them. You know, there was a bit of a shablam on like gay TikTok and gay
shablam.
Twitter. Shablam. Shablam for me. Shablam for me. Oh, that's who is that? Todrick Hall.
Oh, the memory worked.
Oh,
that was
my goodness. Tied to music. Music's one of the most powerful resources in the world.
Wow.
Okay. No wonder I'm
sponsored by Todrick Hall. Imagine.
I really want to do a collab with him on a video about like muscles or bones where we like remake that song and it's just like name all the bones while it's like Beals, body, like femur, leg, I don't know.
That's
know?
Such a good idea.
I know. So like I'll message him pretty soon.
Write that down, people listening.
Todrick, if you're listening.
Wait, do you have that written down somewhere though? For real? That's a good idea.
I might. Remind me after. This is chaos.
You're never
going
to see that video because you're going to lose that memory here now with you.
Truly, before we started this podcast, we were like, what is it like for a random person to listen to our podcast? I'm like, it's chaos. I'm realizing now this is chaos.
Exactly.
Back to the Oreos. The Oreos. I don't know. What do you think about them? I
wish
like,
I could buy them. That's what I think about them.
But weren't they just like green or they're
but
pink?
We're in a pandemic. I want any type of neuronal stimulation. I'm like, I would love to just buy Oreos, come home one night, you know, smoke a joint with you and have an experience of eating them and laughing and listening to Lady Gaga.
I guess that's true. But it's like, didn't the like, what's the little like Lucky Charms guy do that first? No, I'm just like, aren't there green Oreos already? That are like
what?
Shamrock Oreos or something like that.
Maybe in your amazing household, but I've never seen those.
But they're like mint Oreos. What color are hers? Are they purple?
Yeah, they're purple and green.
Oh, and green. I thought the green ones already existed in the past.
Oh, you're right. There's a black cookie green inside.
Oh, hers is a purple cookie.
Yeah, pink cookie green inside.
Wow, I'm
kooky
so
wild.
No, I had seen it. I already forgot it. It would be fun. Okay, fine. Lady Gaga, you won. You won me over. I want them now.
Okay, so yeah, for those people listening for the first time, this is chaos, but we're going to start with something that we do where we say, what did we learn this week?
Oh, what did we learn this week?
In other news, okay, mine is sexy, sexy.
Ooh, whoa.
A study on sex. I'm going to tell you the so young people are having less casual sex than ever. And not because of the pandemic. The study looked...
Oh, I was about to be like, it's the global pandemic.
No, this was done pre-pandemic. And they basically were looking at 18 to 23-year-olds. And they're, you know, they would ask them, in the last year, did you have casual sex? And so they realized that that number of people who said no has gone up.
Wow.
In the years between 2000 and 2002, 19% of men were sexually inactive.
Wait, and this is from 2000 to 2002?
Well, yeah, it spans over like 18 years, the study.
Wow.
So they had
robust.
They had those checkpoints to be like, is it getting quote unquote, not worse, but are people having less sex?
Like worse, LOL. What is good?
I didn't want to like quantify that. But so 19% of men were sexually inactive at the beginning of the 2000s. And then between 2016 to 2018, it went up to 31%. So 12% wow. higher men were saying they're less sexually active or had not had sex in the last year. Women went from 15% to 19% sexually inactive. There was a couple, it was actually like a meta study. So there was a bunch, but all of them found that inactivity was going up. And what they concluded in this study is that there were three main factors that were correlated with this decrease. Can you guess what any of them are?
Oh my God. Okay. Christina Aguilera's Dirty Phase is over and no one's, people aren't having as much sex. You know what I mean? I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, was culture more sexual?
Yeah. Like, think of how culture has changed. There's one way that I think you might be able to guess.
Okay. I'm as a gay man, I'm going straight to the pop charts. I'm like loving this You're club. Like, oh, was
you
like,
actually think the music is
like I'm like Usher was not killing it. When Usher was killing it, I was horny all the time. but maybe now it's Billie Eilish and people are like,
I guess, you know, I'll like, just be sad.
You're like, existential dread isn't as horny as Usher.
Okay. Three things. One is there's a decline in drinking alcohol amongst that age group.
Oh.
Interesting.
Good job, y'all.
There's an increase in gaming. And so they believe that is correlated. My God. And a big one is that a growing percentage of them are living with their parents.
Oh, my God.
And that's one that I thought maybe would be more, like, culturally people live at home.
I really think
longer.
If you gave me a bit more time, I would have been able to get to gaming. oh, my gosh. Yeah. Wow. Living with your parents. That's also
It makes sense,
so
right? You're not going to, like, be able to, like, as comfortably do that. Even have a partner over, let alone have a partner sleep over and, like...
Wow. Okay. Those are
and the
really
final thing was just that there's no evidence that it was linked to economic status, internet use, or television watching.
But what about the gaming? That seems internet use. You know what I mean? They probably were thinking
that's true.
Gaming must have been a separate scenario to just going on your social media in their survey
true.
Of sorts.
Yeah. Anyway, poor young people not having sex. None
I know.
Of us
I
are.
Am like poor
we're in a
young
pandemic.
People.
No,
yeah. I'm like, it's so interesting. I'm like, sex. We're obviously sex positive here on this podcast. But I'm like, I also think being sex positive means like. Having sex and not having sex, there's not a good and a
yeah, it's not like one is better than the other. Yeah. It's whatever
Although
you
I'm like,
want.
Imagine, this is a very correlation causation. This is not real what I'm about to say, but like, it does feel like everyone's getting more sad. Like
you
the world, like imagine we're just
pandemic.
Like, we're not fucking. No, even before the pandemic, it just feels
generally.
like imagine we were able to be like, wait a second, no one's having sex.
Well, it's like not to go down the capitalism road, but it truly is like you see these societies, like often Japan is used because like suicide rates go up so high and like people are more stressed than ever. And that's happening in like a lot of countries where we work more. Like I only brought up capitalism because it's like, there's these things about happiness indexes and like we're no more happy, but we're working harder longer hours. All technology was supposed to save us from all this stress.
I know. It's like it's been a decade of us knowing technology is making things worse. Like, come on, let's regulate this thing. You know what I mean? I'm like, at first we were all glowy eyed, but now I'm like, it's not helping.
And it's like I used to have to mail you a letter by pigeon and it took 3 months. Okay. If I can email you in 1 second, that shouldn't mean that I have to work more.
Exactly. And do you know how present you probably were when you mailed that pigeon?
Yeah.
It was probably so beautiful. You were like thinking about that person so deeply. You're like, oh my God, Cheryl, when you get this in three frickin' Cheryl. I don't know if that was the name of the time.
Beatrice.
Yeah. And I can't think of anything but like modern names like Nigella.
Wait, what?
I'm like, it's really funny. I'm like,
that's
what
a
is
modern
an old
name?
Oh. Like, yeah, what is in the modern name? An old name to me, all I can think of is like Potato.
What's Potato?
I can't wait for Potato to get my carrier pigeon. Oh,
what about
so
Edith, Maureen, Humphrey? Those are my grandparents'
Whoa,
names.
Those are so Oh, yeah, that's good. Al.
That's a good one. So good. Yeah, okay. Alistair. Chaos. Absolute chaos.
Yeah, I'm like, please, if you are following, reach out if you are able to still follow what we're saying.
Girl, it's a podcast about gossip. We're getting there, by the way. If you're new to this pod, we get to the main part later. But a podcast about gossip, I feel, can be chaotic.
Yeah, true. We are kind of gossiping right now. Right now, I'm about to gossip about a noble man. I was about to say noble person, but it's like, no, it is a man from 2,700 years ago.
What does it mean, a noble man?
Exactly. I don't know. It's just
that,
part of
as in like, is it two words or one word?
It's one word.
Okay. So is it
a
like
nobleman?
I think that to me, I have to guess what that is. A nobleman was like a form, not royalty, but maybe a form of
status
like
in
status.
Society. Yeah. Okay. You're right. You're
like
right.
You owned property or something.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. You definitely
or people
property.
More likely.
Yes, probably people. True. That's very true.
And they're like, oh, he's noble.
He had a big garden that was attended to by hundreds of people. So archaeologists found a bronze jar from 2,700 years ago, but because it wasn't open, they were able to chemically test what was inside of it. And it was beef fat mixed with stalactites from a limestone cave that was also nearby.
Ooh.
And they were like, okay, this is 100% like a face cream.
What?
That would like moisturize slash like paint the person's
so
face.
So was it a liquid?
Or it was
just whatever was in it and emulsified in it would have just been like had that in it.
Are you asking about how they knew?
Yeah. Or knew sorry, because, yeah, did it look like a face cream where they're like, oh my God, they start putting it on.
And they're like, the wrinkles went away instantly.
It's the next trend.
I'm truly reading Daily Mail. No, so it was not in it, but the point is they could chemically analyze what was.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Based on the trace.
Yeah, because it was not opened. And yeah, they didn't open to like a luxurious moisturizer that they're selling for millions of dollars a gram. But it's more of like really like you don't get that many opportunities to be like, wow, what is like a day in the life of this person who was, it was a famous, it was in China. It was like a Chinese nobleman. And so, yeah, it was beef fat and they think it was used to moisturize. Moisturize and whiten the
beef
face.
So just fat from cow.
Yeah, cow. Okay. Fat and
I somehow don't picture cow when I picture beef for some reason. I don't know why.
I'm pretty sure the beef industry made that up so you wouldn't think about how you're eating cows. Yeah, true, all the time.
It's just because the color is so different. Cow's like white and black, like,
that's so funny. It's literally so that your dad doesn't go, how's the cow, Mitch, and you're like, wait, what? It's like, well, how's the
know,
beef,
you know, you, like there's a chicken leg, you're like, oh, I can see it.
Yeah, true.
No, I get
true,
it.
True, because it's a bit of the thigh.
Yeah, and pork sounds like pig. You know, porky pig. Like, we associate those words, but, like, beef.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Is a weird
word. Yeah, it's
word
like a brown substance like... that's cooked. Yeah. Oh, God, it actually makes me want to barf. Cause, like,
so they just take the fat from the cow and stalactites.
Yeah.
And what's the other kind? Stalagmites?
Yeah, it's not those.
Okay. The ones that go up? No. I don't know which is which, actually. Stalagmites and stalactites. Isn't it like one... Am I talking about the right thing?
Yes, you know? Yes, yes.
Like the things in cave formations. Yes. That, is it salt or is it just like... I don't know.
I don't know.
We don't know what they are. That's cool though. Okay, well now they need to like try to make that and they can claim that it's like a 1,000-year-old. That's definitely some
it's already happening.
Skin company that's
yeah,
gonna
Revlon's
be like inspired
on it.
By or they're gonna demand.
I'm so worried I read a Revlon press release, not a science scientific study of Nature magazine. So we're gonna take a break and then we'll come back and talk about gossip with Hodo Hersey. Do you ever feel like there's something arbitrary interfering with your ability to be happy or feel in control? Like for me, I recently have been getting a lot of migraines and they've really knocked off my usual things that I do to stay content and stay happy, which I actually learned through therapy, and I've been feeling very overwhelmed from these consistent migraines. BetterHelp will assess your personal needs and match you with a licensed professional therapist that you can start to communicate with in under 48 hours. The counseling is done securely online and is available worldwide with a broad range of expertise available, all different types of therapists to find one that's good for you. Not only can you schedule weekly video or phone sessions, which is awesome, you don't have to like wait in line or even go in anywhere, you can do it from the comfort of home, but you can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. BetterHelp lets you change counselors at any time, which is really important. Sometimes you do have to shop for therapists, which can be really hard outside of something like BetterHelp, helping you streamline this process. So you'll always get a great therapeutic match, and it's more affordable than traditional offline counseling with financial aid available. So head to betterhelp.com/sidenote to get 10% off your first month, and that will also really help our show. Make sure that you go to betterhelp.com/sidenote to sign up and join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. Again, that's betterhelp.com/sidenote for 10% off your first month. We are about to start talking about gossip with the famous, amazing, we love her to death, Hodo Hersey. Follow at Hodo Comedy everywhere.
Gossip
TikTok.
Queen.
Gossip.
Just kidding. I really don't know you that well, and I'm just like already.
But she chose gossip. You chose gossip. So we're going to get into it. And there's really, really cool science. What made you think of wanting to talk and learn more about gossip? Oh, no.
Because I feel like instinctively as humans, like we all partake in it. It's only until a certain age and like culturally do your parents or people in your life go, oh, that's bad. Like, don't do that. Don't gossip. You know, I almost think it's kind of part of human nature, but I could be wrong.
Ooh.
Also, I think I love trash. What's been helping me get through? I love trash. No, I didn't finish the sentence. I was like, I love garbage, guys. I love garbage. No, what's been helping me get through this pandemic is watching a lot of like trash reality TV. And I feel like that's like a safe way to engage with gossip without destroying your friends' lives.
Wow. That is so true.
So true.
And not a thing that Greg loves, but I enjoy some trashy reality television. And I think it's true. It's a nice outlet to feel safe, to enjoy and revel in this kind of like gossipy world. That's a really astute observation.
Yes. You know, I'm not all looks, you know.
But
I forgot how to talk to people. I would have never
honestly,
done that.
All, like, I'm like,
a year ago,
silent.
I would have never said that to you. You know what I mean? I would have come back with something wittier, and it's really sad. You know, this is a decline of my charisma.
Know what I think, though? I don't like reality TV, and it's part of the reason it's also so interesting why I want to talk a lot today about our relationship to gossip, because it makes me uncomfortable. And know what it is? I'm like too sensitive. I'm a sensitive little Stanley. And when I watch reality TV, I cry. Like, I get so upset, and everyone's like, no, just make fun of them. And I'm like, but what's wrong with that? Like, I'm too sensitive. And then even gossiping, like, I want to talk more about whether it's good or bad, because you're really onto something about human nature and stuff. I get uncomfortable with it, but I also understand that it's like, you know, such a fun thing to even do.
It is. What was the last, you said that you cry, like what was, just remember that they're millionaires. You know what I mean? They're millionaires. You know what I mean?
No, like, but reality TV shows. Okay, true. The one I was thinking was Big Brother Canada, because we were watching that. Start all excited at the beginning, and then someone goes home and I'm like, I'm so sad for her. I can't watch it anymore. But you're right. Maybe like Real Housewife of Beverly Hills is like, they're millionaires. True.
Yeah. You know, my friend Emily, I just want to say this. Shout out to my friend Emily.
Hey, Emily.
She loved you on Big Brother, Mitch.
Oh, and she did thank you, say Emily.
This. She was like, listen, I knew Mitch wasn't going to make it. He was too nice.
There you go.
It was like, you were too nice. You weren't cutthroat enough.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I am too nice. Not made for that game.
Okay, so gossiping. Okay, it's so interesting because you think it's bad. You think people tell you it's bad. I also think it's bad. Mitch, do you think gossip is good or bad?
Well, I think it doesn't have to be black and white. There's a bit of a scale, I think. Yeah. I think that gossip does connect people in a way, and a lot of friend communication is through gossip, and I think that's how information travels. And it's like this weird coded way where it's not always hurtful. It's just like you want to communicate about your friends, and say there's like a weird thing happening with somebody's relationship, you have to like outwardly express that to someone, and often that comes through gossip, I think. But obviously some people do it intentionally in a negative way.
I do think it bonds people. I mean, and I also think like gossip sometimes can save your life, you know what I mean? Like in like a really toxic work environment, it's like, oh, but your boss is saying XYZ about you. And it's like, okay, because of gossip, you were able to, like, you know, figure out who's really on your side. Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like it can be helpful.
That is so freaking true.
Yeah, and you can really only gossip with people that you're, like, kind of close to.
Yeah.
But I do think if you're only friends with someone because you bond over gossip, then that means, obviously, your friendship was never...
True. Yeah, it can't be the only thing. Wow.
Which does happen. Which is like, there's like just
gossip. There is the
life.
One you go, that's the one to gossip with. Yeah, and then if that's all it is, it's a little bit like, okay, maybe they can be a little bit more.
I love celebrity gossip. I think that's a great outlet for me. It's like the Real Housewives franchise, and then indulging in a lot of celebrity gossip. Sometimes it gets sad. Like I think with like, I don't know, like Britney and Lindsay Lohan. I think that stuff, like, it's like I don't really like that kind of gossip. It's just like low levels of gossip.
Question, did you ever, speaking of Britney Spears, partake in Perez Hilton culture?
I did. You know
Me
what I'm
too.
Saying?
And he's we gotta talk about it. It's bad.
Yeah.
Like, do you think he's, the Britney Spears of it all, like, that is something that I think I thought, like, was fun. Remember, we've, like, talked about this. Like, Perez Hilton was weirdly, like, something everyone did. It was gossip. And maybe that's also where I started to formulate that gossip's bad, because I realized now, like, that was so damaging and mean. But, like, celebrity gossip is, like, I guess it has scales of what's mean in, like, in real life. Like, it can either be mean or hurtful or not. Like, I still love celebrity gossip, But I'm thankful I don't get it from Perez Hilton, who's like writing like horrible things on top of photos and stuff.
Yeah, I do think it's really like if your whole career, though, is celebrity gossip, then that's a problem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's like, OK, people's lives and the most salacious, like the I'm sure like the best selling kind of gossip or the one with the most hits, clicks, I would say it's like the negative stuff. Like no one's like, oh, my God. Did Angelina, did someone have another kid? Like, that's not the stuff.
Right. Like, I heard she's really happy now. I heard this rumor going around that they're like, really, their relationship's so strong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think that's why gossip is inherently considered negative.
Yeah.
Because you don't really gossip. Because you can openly discuss something that's positive, but like negative things.
Yeah, and I also think some celebrities have made their entire, like not their entire career, but a huge chunk of their career off gossip. Like the Kardashians obviously they're smart businesswomen and all those things. And I do think they are smart businesswomen because they've lasted like a decade or whatever. But I mean, celebrity gossip and people talking about them, that's like and taking their photo and stuff, that's a huge part of their like come up.
It's so interesting. Okay, so the first thing I have to say is that evolutionary biologists think that our language evolved out of gossip. So technically the first thing that humans potentially ever spoke about was quote unquote gossip. And the whole theory, I
mean, they just woke up and they're like, oh, I hate him. And everyone's like, yeah.
He's a bastard.
Did you speak?
Yeah.
So like what the theory is, and evolutionary biology is a very interesting thing because everyone, you know, they get all excited and they have their theories, but it's so long ago that we're actually like, no one knows for sure. But what they think is that when we were in these hunter-gatherer societies, it was like really important to talk about who was dangerous and who was not, who was hoarding resources, things like that, like going that far back. And from there, language started. And when we think about what gossip is, it's about parsing out information about other people. And like, there's a sliding scale of where that comes from and what that does that we've already talked about. But they actually think that the only reason we can like write books and like be intellectuals now is because we started literally gossiping and being like, that one's gonna murder us all.
You know what I'm saying? And shout out to the queer community for coming up with probably the best phrase. What was it? It's like spilling the tea. Like to me, that's like, it's, you know what I mean? Like the best coded sort of
kind
ways
of gossip.
Of being like, what's the tea?
What is that's the so hot true. Herbal tea?
Yeah, it's you're right. It is like coded into like language in some ways to gossip, to be like, there's literal phrases of like, and now we gossip, you know?
Also, that like what Mitch said earlier, Lady Gaga on one of her songs just goes, that's gossip. And like, that is gossip. And if she was talking about the first things we ever said, very fascinating point.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to talk. Okay, do you want to do your study or no?
No. Okay. You go ahead.
No, because my study is going to interestingly like change the perspective. So say what you're going to say because I want to keep.
I was going to ask you guys because you're both in the comedy world in Toronto. I'm very removed, but is there gossip in Toronto?
Oh my God, that's so interesting. For sure.
And are we going to expose any of it, right?
It cuts to an obvious edit to me and Hodo being like, well, let's move on. It's like we clearly cut out everything
we said.
We still
want to have careers.
What's it like, though?
Gossip.
Because I know, so even from being on Big Brother, it's like in the Big Brother community, there's always gossip about people who have been on the show, what's going on. Like, what is that like, especially when it's in a field that is your career, you know?
Yeah, I think that it obviously does exist. It's probably where I have the most actual, when I've been speaking about gossip, it's like where I go to the most is like relationships with talking about, whether it's like even in like almost like when you're in comedy, you meet so many people. Like there's also gossip that happens with like acquaintances of friends. Like it's a lot easier when you're with your friends to talk about people who you don't know so well sometimes. Like, so I feel like in comedy that can happen a lot because it's like you're trying to parse out this like big community of people. And it's like it can be vulnerable and like for sure people gossip, but I feel like it can be really nice and important too.
Yeah, you know, I think just gonna shout out one time, you know, the biggest gossip queens in Toronto comedy. I won't spill on anything.
Spill the
said.
Tea. We're, come but on, spill the tea.
Andrew
with
Johnston, shout out to him. Oh, yes, anytime I run into Andrew, he's got tons the gossip.
Yeah, it's him. True, and it's a fucking
Natalie
thrill.
Norman. Yeah. Natalie Norman. Every time I see Miss Natalie Norman, she's always got a story for me. I love it.
I know what's interesting about them is I feel like they even share that gossip on the stage. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
they don't care. Yeah, they don't care.
Oh, yeah.
No, but I also think, like, sometimes, it goes back to the work environment stuff. Sometimes it's very helpful because it's like, okay, well, you actually shouldn't be on X person's show because rumor has it they might be a predator.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. Or, like, in comedy, that one can happen a lot. You're like, oh, yeah, look out for the literal rapist. Okay, here, let's start listing them.
Do you know what I mean? And so that, I think, is when it's helpful. I also think my favorite kind of comedy gossip is when people are like, oh, so-and-so stole that person's joke.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I've never experienced that in real life. I've only experienced that from, like, people talking about, like, Amy Schumer. Like, so no. I was like, and which I also think isn't fair. It's like, let's drag men too, because like that's a fully misogyny.
Although
YouTube
people,
issue.
I feel like people say Dane Cook steals a lot of comedy. That's
yeah. Okay. Well. But you know what I mean? Like, so you actually have interesting insight into personal stories about that. I have a question about that though, with comedy.
Tell me.
This is like from a sheer mathematical thing. I've always thought like there has to also be times where people have the same thoughts about what's happening that I think it could probably get messy for people.
Yeah, there's
not
a lot of parallel thought. And for sure. But, I mean, that doesn't stop petty comedians from being horrible.
Okay.
Yeah, that doesn't stop.
I mean, let's gossip.
You know, the moral compass when you're like, your moral compass is really in an awkward place when you're like, oh, okay. I like to be on the receiving end of gossip. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, someone's telling me something and I'm like, wow, that filled my soul. And then I hold it and that's it. I don't want to know it. I don't want to be the one that did the investigating, you know?
Yeah, you just, because it's hard work to investigate. It's like, just give me the goss and be gone.
Yeah, I find sometimes, like, especially in like quarantine, like on a Zoom call with friends where I'm like, this is truly awkward and I hate this. I'll just like flat out be like, does anyone have gossip? like before,
yes.
Like I've never would I be like, because you know, we got an hour. I kind of just want to bake a cake or something because this is truly not that much fun. Gossip, anyone. And then everyone goes like, no, nothing's happening. And then I like slam the computer. I'm like, and I'm going to go read a book. Like, it's just like.
But you know what? Chris Rock said this about religion. He's like, religion is like salt. You know, you put a little bit in a meal, makes it nice. Too much, it can kill you.
Oh my God.
Too much. And that's how I feel about gossip. Like, it's just the right amount. And it's great. Too much, though, it is very, you know what I'm saying, destructive.
Yes.
What was the last bit of like hot goss that you guys heard that you really loved?
It's so sad because I actually go to celebrities because like we don't have lives anymore.
Just say celebrities.
Yeah. So I really think it's like Justin Timberlake and how much I hate him and want to talk. And even I've talked about it with you, Hodo. Like, I've like, even with lots of people trying to be like, okay, if my friends don't have anything, let's rag on Justin Timberlake right now. You know what I mean? I'm just like, that to me is gossip. It's celebrity gossip. And it feels okay because I'm so mad. And I don't, and
no,
I'm like
fair.
Mad at him. So that's sort of like the last piece of gossip I feel like juicy, juicy.
I mean, yeah, no. What about you, Mitch?
I am struggling to think, like, without exposing, like, friends, and I'm sure there's been, like,
well,
gossip
you can
in our friends
group.
Like, yeah,
someone cheated on someone else. Don't want
to
say who.
Think, so yeah, like, has that happened? I feel like I don't have any, like, modern gossip like that, but definitely, I don't know.
It's so sad because we're in a pandemic. Like, I think it's...
Yeah, I also just, like, don't talk to anyone.
Oh, my God. It's know what it is? It's, like, people gossip now about, like, pandemic and, like, whether someone, like, still goes to, like, the grocery store. Oh, we gossip with our friends about who is, like, I need the gym and who doesn't. Some of our
and
friends
like who
will
maybe
be like,
won't get the vaccine,
who are
who
like
won't wear masks,
who are like so sad that the gyms are closed, and then I'll be like, just relax.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Hodo's like, I am that person.
You know, like if double mouth, the gym should
the
be
gym.
Open.
Okay. No, I hate the gym. I mean, I don't know. I could be totally wrong, but didn't they say like if it's like one person household, you're allowed, like one person's allowed to merge with one
yeah,
other.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So nor, that's another thing. It's a weird thing with friendships now. Because it's like, you know, you got to really pick your bubble.
Yeah.
Oh, that did remind me. I heard a lot of gossip around that. Yeah, like friends who are in either like live alone or just in like one other person and we're bubbling. But then it's like when someone else brings someone else into the bubble, but that kind of like opens it up too much. Yeah. There's lots of gossip around that.
Yeah, I just think... I don't know. I just feel like this, you know, COVID's killing people, but, you know, it's also really killing, you know what I'm saying, our social lives.
Yeah. And like, yeah,
gossip really, yeah, yeah, I don't know. So you're right.
My answer was Justin Timberlake. I was like, what the hell? I like would have had so much juicy juice if we were in a normal world.
Here's like a really good one. You guys should read. And I was a keener. I did some research because I don't know if you read the Quincy Jones interview that he did with NY Mag. And it was so fucking great. It was he basically like spilled the tea on just like all of these artists, like Frank Sinatra and the Beatles. And what did you guys ever read that?
No.
It was like,
oh my God.
It came
like,
out
tell
a couple years ago.
Spill the tea. Like,
so, I mean, everyone knows Quincy Jones, iconic. You know what I mean? Just, you know, it literally has been around for so long. But so his daughter, one of his daughters, so, you know, Rashida Jones, that's her dad.
Yeah.
So she, anytime, they're always nervous whenever he has to do an interview because they call him LLQJ. So loose lips and then QJ is his, like initials. Those are his initials, Quincy Jones. These are some of the highlights from the interview that I loved. You can totally edit this out, but I loved it so much. He talked about how Michael Jackson stole a lot of the music.
Wow.
Stole a lot of songs from Donna Summers. State of Independence and Billie Jean. You know, he said those notes don't lie. He said he was as Machiavellian as they come.
My God.
He also said, don't stop till you get enough. This keyboardist named Greg Fillingham.
You're like Greg Brown. You weren't saying, I'm like, oh my God, leave me out of this. Oh my God,
So that keyboardist wrote the C section, and Michael Jackson should have given him 10% of the song and then wouldn't do it.
Oh no.
More reasons to be canceling Michael Jackson.
You know what I mean? And then he also talked about the Beatles, and he said, this is very funny. He's like, rock ain't nothing but a white version of the rhythm and blues,
yeah,
which I thought
true.
Was hilarious.
I mean, that is true.
And he met Paul McCartney when Paul was 21 years old, and he said they were the worst musicians in the world. And he's like, Paul was the worst bass player I've ever heard. And he tells a story about how they were in like a studio with George Martin and Ringo, and it took Ringo 3 hours to do, I don't know, to play something. And then he was like, okay, you know what, Ringo, why don't you just take a break and relax, and we'll get Ronnie, this other drummer, to come in. And then when Ringo, so Ronnie did his thing, and then when Ringo came back, this is what Quincy Jones said. He's like, hey, George, can you play it back one more time? And then George did, and Ringo was like, oh, that doesn't sound so bad. And then Quincy Jones was like, yeah, motherfucker, because it ain't you. And then he said this to him, and then he ends the interview by going, great guy though,
you know? That's like, even more guy. Of a drag.
Ringo's a great guy. You gotta read the interview though, it's so good.
Yeah, that's what
read
I
read. Like,
22 girlfriends all around the world. This man's 84 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, all around the world, and all the women know about each other, so it's like, you know, polyamory on steroids, you know what I mean?
Wow. Anyway, there's a lot of Zoom calls right now for those relationships.
You know, and he talks about how Frank Sinatra tried to like hook him up with Marilyn Monroe, but he's like, Marilyn Monroe, you know, she's gorgeous, but she's got like a chest that looks like pears. And I was like, what does that even mean?
What does that mean? Like, that sounds like a compliment. Pears are beautiful.
Yes. I didn't even get that. But anyways, that's like,
that's good tea. Like that. See, juicy. That is the type of thing that we live for. I felt a thrill from that. Mm. I felt like I ate a meal. Whew, that was good. Okay.
You know,
say the word Machiavellian again.
Machiavellian? Did I not say
that?
No, that's amazing.
That
so I will state my ignorance. Did not.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig.
Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
No, that was a word until the study that I literally I'm about to start talking about. Because one of the traits that they use, let me look at it now because okay, I literally today was like, what does it mean to be Machachia villainism? I was like, Machachia villainism. And then I was like, wow. And I have it underlined right here. I'm like, I want to discuss this word. Oh, does anyone know?
Is your case pink? Come on. Let me see.
Yeah, it is.
So cute. Yeah. Oh my God, that's Thank God.
I also think we should, I think dragging Paul McCartney is fun. It's kind of like a Justin Timberlake energy. It's like, let's do it. Speaking of millionaires.
They do have strong Justin Timberlake energy. And also I feel like if you guys ever have time, it is a global health crisis we're living through. You should watch the James Brown documentary on Netflix. Mick Jagger produced it. Huh. And people always say, you know, he's got the moves like Jagger. And then there's literally like footage in the documentary of Mick Jagger like admitting that he copied James Brown's
moves.
So it's very classic, you know?
And yeah, I know.
I also think like part of the reason why the Beatles, and I'm going to lose a lot of white people on this, but I think part of the reason why the Beatles and the Rolling Stones are super successful is because they didn't have to compete on the same level as like really talented black people.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's so true. That's so interesting. White mediocrity. We see it all the time.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I will say this, okay? Here comes the song. Here comes the sun. Let It Be. Those are bangers. The Beatles got bangers.
You got them back.
You know
the people are like,
back. You got them back. You know what I love? Let It Be. Play it out of one. Know? Let's do it. Yeah. That's so funny. Let It Be is so sensitive to old white people.
That is a beautiful song.
It is.
You know, I will say this, going back to gossip, my favorite bit of gossip is I'm always surprised when I hear about like really old, rich, famous men that choose to have kids in like their 70s or 80s. So like Mick Jagger, I think, has like a 2-year-old. I don't know why, but I'm always shocked by that.
That's
like,
really why? No, that's really fucked up. And another interesting thing is about, it's linked to science and misogyny, but there's so much more recent research about how bad and damaging it could be to have older sperm, and that we've constantly put so much of the blame of infertility and birth issues on women, and because science is sexist, and now the more recent research is like, that's actually like very dangerous, and it's so obvious that old ignorant men don't even think that. They're like, my spunk's perfect till I die. I'm like, no, that's like ash. That's disgusting. Like, that's actually sick, and honestly, like, genetically doesn't work anymore. Anyways, that's another day.
Shout out to Mick Jagger and your old sperm
and nasty old spunk. Stop, you know, just give it up, enjoy the rest of your life, read a book.
So Machiavellianism.
Okay, so.
Oh yeah, sorry. That was a big tangent.
No, that's what we love. That's what we're here. Side note. Yeah. So like, what this study was trying to figure out is whether or not gossip is good or bad, or if it just has a bad rep in society, i.e. Perez Hilton, i.e. us youth, like being like, my mom said, don't do that. Like, we're told it's bad.
So they studied,
it was 40 people in Germany at a specific workplace that they did a series of studies that made it just seem like they were doing data for like the government or whatever. But like the people didn't necessarily even know what they were doing, essentially, but they're filling out a survey. And they found that the main reason people gossip is to find out information. And like, so this is the order of things. It was for validating information, gathering information, building relationships with that person, protection, social enjoyment, and the least, like after all the they got all the data, the least common reason to gossip is a negative influence. Mm-hmm. And they start to realize that it's actually a very positive thing for these people, and the places that it's coming from is very positive. And even people who were defined as Machiavellian, psychotic or narcissistic. So they actually were able to have data on them. People who had those traits, which people deem negative, still were least likely to gossip for negative influence were still the main reason they were doing it, was just to gather information and build relationships. So it's like weirdly not like the, at least when people self-identify, they're not self-identifying it as bad, but obviously we live in this world where we're kind of saying that it is all the time.
Yeah, it's life-saving. It can be really life-saving.
I think that's interesting. Although I'm like, my study, not that my study contradicts it, but
no,
should
but
I
say
just...
it, say it.
So,
yeah.
Okay, what I found out, there was a study in the journal Emotion. I was like, okay, give credit to Carly Rae Jepsen.
It's spelled with the dots in it.
Shout out to Carly. We love you.
I mean, we love Carly. She is a leader, a thought leader in science and, you know, psychology.
Her
and
manager, though. Scooter Braun.
That's gossip.
I don't like that. So
fire
what
scooter.
This study found was that people are highly influenced by gossip, which seems obvious, but even if it's coming from an untrustworthy source, even if they can self-identify that the source is untrustworthy or unreliable. And they were like testing this in especially journalism. So putting like allegedly like accused of doing this and putting all these like words that kind of say like, you know, it's not necessarily true, doesn't stop people from believing those things immediately. They actually did these brain scans on people where they would show them pictures of people, tell them stories about them, but let them know whether or not like it was real or whether it had been like confirmed. And what they found was that even if intellectually a person could understand that, their brain would always light up in their emotional centers. Like there was three specific parts. And so they realized like gossip just triggers an emotional part of our brain that even if you know who's telling you this is a shady person who lies and makes up things, it's like you still get like fed from it.
That's so true. Yeah.
However, they did say either it can go in both directions, negative or positive. So even if you know the source isn't verified, hearing positive gossip also has that impact.
Like, I hear you should get the vaccine, everyone. Well, cool. That's a gossip we could spread.
It does feel like, I will say, like, personally, like, I mean, it does feel like when I get a really good bit of gossip, it does feel like heroin. Like, I've never taken heroin, but it feels, like, real good. I'm like, oh, my God, what are you saying?
It's true. There's, like, a pep in your step. You start, like, mouthing along to your iPod.
Yeah, you're right. People will start tweaking up being like, wait, no, what? You're lying. No.
Yeah.
No, say it again.
Say it again. Yeah, say that. Shut up. You're lying. Say it again. Shut up. Say it again.
Yeah. Shoot it again. Do it.
Yeah. That's so true. Really, that's interesting though, because I do feel like I don't know. I totally agree.
It's the reason I think that the propagation of fake news and misinformation is so seductive. Because even when you kind of know it's probably not true, it grabs you so deeply.
And why there's such an issue with like misinformation too is because it's like you can't really control the intense conversations those people are having with each other. Like the gossip that they're spreading amongst themselves, but that like doesn't need to come from a right source. But if that type of information gets out there, like you're going to believe it because your friends are telling it to you, your family's telling it to you, and it feels freaking good.
You're right. Donald Trump, what I've gathered from that, Donald Trump is a gossip queen.
Exactly.
Right? Like, he's the ultimate toxic gossip queen. You know,
truly,
what I mean?
And it got him elected freaking president.
It started, with Obama, like the birtherism, being like, I heard a rumor that Obama's actually not here.
Yes.
Like literally, he started as a gossip queen.
Like the shittiest gossip, like dumpster gossip queen. Wow. That's so true. That's so true. Write that down for the New York Times.
I mean,
total.
That should be that should be like in the description of this.
The gossip queen.
And he used it.
Don't
like,
do that. His fan base.
Oh my God.
Very insane. They will like send death threats, I feel. Imagine they had a name
for themselves. They're like, we're the Incelinators or whatever. We're all just like, no. Fuck.
No. I also think, he's a guy that's really made his entire career off gossip. He's like a political Kardashian. Like, who else is like a really big...
And even the political part is just a little part. It's just like, he's like, I'm going to gossip politically for now. He's like been gossiping on TV. There's, like, he's like, gossip the whole freaking time.
Yeah, who are other gossip... Like,
there's YouTubers now. Like, it's weirdly, niche, and it's like, I don't know... It's so weird that like YouTube fame thing, but there's a whole world of YouTube that's just drama channels where they just talk gossip about each other. And it's really popular. And in fact, maybe right now the most popular thing on YouTube. And it's like, it's kind of juicy. I fall for it.
Are you into it?
Like, they're all really young, and I don't care. It's like,
there's different angles. Some of it is, some of it is actually really toxic and mean. But of course, that like, it all ends up being depending where you fall on a political spectrum. If you're like, yeah, I'm down gossiping about some like alt-right dude, of course. But then when there's like the gossip from like conservative, like those channels that are like trying to tear down like socialist ideals, you're just like, ew, this is so gross.
It's really dark gossip.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm also not into the kind of gossip where I think there was like a time period in time, like, I don't know, however many years ago, where people were like, so-and-so is secretly gay and stuff like that. I think as a society, which is great, we've like moved past
that. Yeah, that's true. Like, except for Shawn Mendes. Every gay guy has an opinion on Shawn Mendes and is like, Shawn Mendes is gay. Oh, you guys,
what's going on? Do people feel like he's bi or he's full?
Well, it's actually, I think it's finally progressing the gossip to a place that it's actually landing somewhere like more correct and right. But I'd say for the last like 3.5 to 4 years, gay, like every gay like pre-drink there will be a moment like, where like everyone's like, Steph, Shawn Mendes, one of us, right?
And there's it's like there's a viral like, there's a viral image of like two men literally fucking from their asses, and it's like the rumor was that it was Nick Jonas and
Shawn Mendes. And we've all seen
and everyone
image.
Believed it. It was like, oh yeah, there's just a photo of them having sex.
Well, I must say, it weirdly looks like them. And when I think about it, I'm like, I don't know. It could have gotten out. The NDA wasn't signed. But what it is now is, I think, a good conversation around it is that he is a more effeminate person. And I think what is the Gen Z progressive people are saying more openly, and I think hopefully gay guys will stop talking like that. And I also was part of that, too. I'm not like saying I wasn't, is that it's like, just because you're effeminate doesn't mean you're gay. And just because you act straight doesn't mean you're straight. Like, we need to sort of progress that conversation a bit. And sure. I'm like, that's so true. It's like, it's so unfair that we're, just because he is acting effeminate, we're assuming his sexuality. That's actually like not fair. But I also have a really bad relationship with gossip and I don't like it. And maybe I'm just panicking right now. And maybe I should just be like, yeah, he takes it up the ass. It's Shawn Mendes, give me a break. You know, he's in Miami. He's with Camila Cabello. It's like, I'll gossip about her all day.
I will say this is just a Shawn Mendes tangent. Did you guys see the documentary on Netflix?
I started it and I honestly was like, I can't. Like, yeah, I was uncomfortable.
I don't blame you for not finishing it. His mom, you know, the documentary is not really about anything because he doesn't have any struggles.
Exactly.
You know, he has nothing to say. You know, and also I just loved it. His like mom is like this white lady named Karen, who's a real estate agent. You know what I mean? So I'm like, it's like, there's not.
Yeah, not, that, there's not yeah, much. Yeah. They're like, he's like, I lost my voice once.
Is her name actually Karen?
It actually is Karen.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a real estate agent in Pickering. Shout out to Pickering.
And he hasn't figured out how to make you not be like, you're obviously being filmed right now. Like,
right.
It's like uncomfortable from the get-go. Sometimes when you see music documentaries, like the person just has so much going on that the camera's just following them. But with him, it was like, he was like, well, hello. Welcome to my documentary. He's like, no, like there's nothing here. I don't want to. No.
Yeah. No, I agree with you.
Though that's so funny that we got on Shawn Mendes because he's gossiped about a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, I finished the entire thing because, you know, I think it was also because it was a pandemic. I think if I had more going on, I don't think I would have finished the full. Sorry. But I did download his album, so I'm supporting him. The point is...
wait.
I will say low-level gossip that I enjoy is like when someone... this is kind of bad, actually. But it's like when someone makes fun of someone else's outfit.
Oh, I like that.
I think that's just like, you know, but not, it depends on what the insult is. It's like if someone's wearing like fake Chanel.
Or you're talking like person in the room. I'm picturing, I like this on celebs. I like to do this to celebs. But
no,
you're
no,
talking
celebs.
Even.
I don't, No. No one I know that's a comedian is like, hey, go into this open mic and show up in Gucci. Like, okay, you're going to get paid in drink tickets while you're wearing Gucci. You know what I mean? Like, that's not... You know, I will say this, that like, I don't know, the reason why I love the Real Housewives franchise so much is because they do the whole, the reason why this, the entire franchise has survived is because no one knows how to keep a secret.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And it's like, hey, don't tell, it's one scene's like, hey, I'm going to tell you something really important. Next scene is, okay, someone else has now told someone else that. And then they resolve the issue and then Andy Cohen, because he's a genius, they all have a three-part reunion where he sits them all down and contractually they have to rehash all of their BS again. Oh, you know what I mean? So they put the gossip to bed and then it gets reignited again. You guys got to give The Real Housewives for
where I know. I have never laid my eyes on.
Where do you start? Because there's so many.
I think Atlanta's really great.
Okay. And start Salt Lake season one, or is it best to just start somewhere in
the I heard the new Salt Lake City one's good.
Start with The Real Housewives of Potomac.
Okay.
Okay, season one.
Where is Potomac?
A show that's a ride.
Where's Potomac?
That's near D.C. or whatever, but it's some sort of rich suburb,
A Real Housewives of Toronto or Vancouver?
There was both. There were both, but it's they got canceled because it's you're not delivering on the goss and the drama.
They weren't gossiping.
We don't watch you.
You're too nice.
And then sometimes though it gets really sad where someone's okay, my husband's an alcoholic. And whoa, it's that's not fun. So there's moments of real sincerity on these shows.
Do you make fun of what they're wearing? Is that a Real Housewives thing, or is that more a different red carpet celebrity thing? Or do you make fun of Real Housewives?
Sometimes I will make fun of what they're wearing, because it's you can tell that they're trying to copy some trend. They're not really being true to who they are. I think that's when I like to make fun of people. I'm you're not actually being yourself right now, so I'm making fun of the caricature that you're creating. Right.
Yeah, okay, true.
That's really, yeah. No, I wouldn't be oh my God, Greg's wearing a black t-shirt, Mitch. His loser black t-shirt? Oh my God.
I'm trying to think, have I ever gossiped about someone's outfit in real life, at a party? I don't know. I feel that to me seems malicious. That seems maleficent. What's the word? Maleficent and villainous.
That I think is mean. I think I like to, I don't know, just I think it's funny when people are I don't know. Do you remember when Lady Gaga came out with her first or second album, and then you just noticed all these other pop stars were copying what she was doing? And it's okay, well, I'm going to make fun of you now. Because that's her. That's not you.
I know. I'm trying to think of who that is now. I'm BB Rexha.
Who's just copying?
BB Rexha is someone who I see and I'm no. And Iggy Azalea, how Iggy Azalea was a pop star, then became a rapper, where you're you're just following the trends. I'm trying to think of the Lady Gaga, who would be the equivalent of that
who's
now?
Copying who?
I think Harry Styles, in a weird way, is also kind of I keep being okay, yeah, you're hot, you're gorgeous, and you got a real good personality. But everything about Harry Styles feels not fully baked to me, that I'm you're
just trying to...
Yeah, you're he's you know what I mean? He's trying to be, I guess, I don't think he's, wants to make, a rock and roll with the bell bottoms, deep in him soul. You know what I mean? I'm
He just wants to be famous. He's, a
Yeah, I think he, knows where he's at. He's smart. I think he's, a one directioner, and he's thinking, okay, I have to make a... It feels very calculated. I'm going to do shrooms on a hill, bell bottom. It just seems very, what do you actually want? But I'm not going to, knock you for it, because, it's working, and you're just working the biz. But I'll gossip about what he's wearing sometimes, to be honest, because I'm I don't know.
Also, we should probably bring up this point. Gossip tends to be, I feel it tends to affect women and queer people more.
Exactly,
There's a really privileged dynamic.
He got all of the positive, amazing gossip for wearing a dress. It was so annoying. So many people have done this. And now all you're really getting is good publicity. You know what I mean? Candace Owens makes fun of you. We're yeah, of course. And then everyone's oh my God, this victim, this poor Harry Styles.
I love that accent.
Yeah, who was that? Who do you picture? Are you becoming someone?
I literally pictured someone who hosts ET Canada. That's what I was trying to picture. Someone being poor Harry Styles was knocked down again.
I also think, I think someone Taylor Swift, with all the guy, when she, right now she's just with this one dude and they've been together for 4 years. But when she was dating a lot in her 20s and stuff, and people would really rag on her, the kind of gossip that she was dealing with, I was okay, that's real sexist.
Yeah. I think you're totally right. I think obviously, yeah, if we were, I bet there's studies on this. I bet there are studies that look at just tabloid magazines and how much more often a woman is on the front of have the thing or like,
and it's negative color. Or that's so cool because AI can do that now. Actually, it's like we need to. That's a really amazing study people do. They do that in a lot of other contexts. Look at misogyny. And actually, after the Janet Jackson
nipple situation,
and the way we're re-talking about that, I bet there are sociology students right now who are like building an algorithm to figure that out. And just like, just because like sometimes men are so annoying and they like need proof. You know what I mean? We're like, obviously misogyny exists.
Yes,
like,
like,
you know what I mean? It's like, okay, let's just do the freaking AI thing. Okay,
like,
boom.
We're gonna need some like actual data to back up the truth. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, or you could just open your eyes and like really just look around. Like, it's not that
like,
hard.
I don't believe a single woman in my life, so I didn't actually need there to be.
Oh my God. You know, this is a bit of gossip that I've been loving recently. Okay. Do you know who Lori Harvey is?
No.
Oh, is so the mother of
the daughter. Wait. I love how we're
trying.
We're gay guys and we're trying so hard.
we're
gay. We know. No, Lauren Harvey is the daughter of Steve Harvey dating Michael B. Jordan.
Oh my God, yes. And I got it, Mitch.
There. But I love how that's another good gossip that you brought up.
So I love Lori Harvey, and that's like harmless gossip to engage in, because what I love a lot about her is like her dating history. To me, she's like a dating hero. Like, she started off dating, wait for it, Diddy's son. She dated Diddy's son. Then, whatever reason, the relationship ended. Then she started dating Diddy. Okay?
What? That's a porn. That's a hot porn. I want to watch that.
Then she started dating Diddy. Then she broke up with Diddy and she started dating Future, the rapper.
Okay.
And so she was with him for a bit. And he was like, he never claims any of the women that he's like dating. Future's, but he like put her on Instagram. He flew her out, you know, on a private jet to Jamaica for her birthday. And like, I think a week before she had like a DUI and she was like on a private jet the next week to like Jamaica. And I was like, you know what? A black girl that is living a white girl fantasy.
Also,
like, you?
Use Future. Future, use it. You know what I mean? Like, of all people, I'm like, yes, use Future for that money and then ditch
so
him.
She dated Future. And then from there, she's like, you know what? I'm done with rappers. I'm going to date an A-list actor.
Yeah, Michael B. Jordan.
And she went to Michael B. Jordan.
So,
so like,
hot.
Can you? And all of this started off with like Diddy's son.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To Michael B. Jordan. So to me, that's
she
like
played the long game.
Yeah. You don't think I'm following Lori Harvey on
that's glow
Instagram?
Up. That's glow
I love
up.
Her. I love her.
Also, what was yours again, Mitch, the Full House lady? Lori. Also good gossip. What's her name?
What is her name, Lori? You said Lori. Lachlan or something?
Oh my God. She that like, is also yes.
Lori Loughlin.
That is that her name?
Yeah.
Lori, yeah. I like I really loved that because seeing white people go to jail was also
yeah,
really
that was
for
thrilling.
Me. I mean, they were
sure.
only in jail for like 14 days.
Yeah,
and they got to like be in the like the nicest part of the jail.
That was a nice like, little vial of heroin. That one, that little juicy gossip of watching those white people go to jail, even, or was it like even Zoom court? I think really it was like just Zoom court.
Zoom court.
You know what I mean? It wasn't even jail for a lot of them. It was like, I didn't mean to. Truly sorry.
Yeah. I think, like, if they want to fix their reputation, all they have to do, and this is, like, so superficial, but, like, bail out the woman that... Did you hear that story? It went viral after that whole thing. It was a black woman, like, who's homeless, registered her kid at a school in a different neighborhood, in a better neighborhood, because she wanted her kid to have like access to a better education. And they were like, oh, wrong address. And they put her in jail for 5 years.
Oh my God.
So if like they wanted to fix her reputation, just like bail that woman out.
Yes.
And it's like, all right, okay, you've saved one black life. You know what I mean? That's
hold up, the PR of it all. Wow.
I think that's my theory as to why Kim's always saving all these black people.
Yeah.
I mean, see how she's,
yeah,
I think it's
literally.
Great that she's doing it, but she's like, I feel like.
It's like
I
a point.
Know.
Yeah,
I
made
what's
all my money
on?
Off
is
the backs
like,
of black women.
Yeah,
true. Maybe I just like, go to Donald Trump and be like, can you let them black people out of jail? That's so freaking true. I don't know. That is legit tea. Because everyone just sort of accepts that she's doing that, and no one wants to clock that, but it's like, it's true. We should think about her incentives, and it's for sure she's...
Yeah. I think, you know, she probably also has, like, you know, biracial kids, and is like, okay, I want a better world for them, but, like, I don't know, something about, I was going through her Instagram stories and it was like a photo of her in like a bikini and then some like perfume and then like her Skims clothing line. And then it was like, hey, swipe up to donate to some, you know, incarcerated black person's GoFundMe page. And I was like, this is a very confusing series of stories. It's like, there's an agenda
here. She definitely has guilt because that whole family has just stolen black women's bodies and like changed like the way that like we all accepted like a different type of facial structure when Kylie Jenner got it like plastic surgery on because she's white. Like they've also like built their whole thing off of like black people that there's an interesting incentive Kim K might have where she's like also feeling guilt too. Like, but that doesn't take away from the fact that it's like a good thing. But like, here I am wanting to gossip. I like this has just turned into like a juicy gossip session. Me trying to be like, I don't like gossip. I'm like, fuck Kim K, bring it down.
But I will say this. I do love their show. I do like, you know what I mean? They're entertaining.
Yeah, I kind of, I'm so enthralled by all of them.
I've never watched it ever. But not because I'm not like I should. I'm not like against it.
The best, I think the best, I was going to say character because it's like it doesn't even feel real. But like the best character on the show, the best character on the show is Courtney. There was like a scene years ago where they're like on some like trip in some on some private island or something. And Kim goes swimming with like these like $70,000 earrings, like diamonds, like just like, and then she swims in the ocean and then she loses the earrings. And then she starts crying, bawling her eyes out. And what I love is Chloe and Courtney, they're very like, they feel like us, like regular people. Well, Courtney was like, hey, Kim, just remember there are people dying in the world. You know, you're crying about these earrings, but there are literally people starving and dying in the world. And I was like, I love it.
Isn't that also the meme? Like, there's a meme of Kim K crying because we were recently looking at it. Like, and people have turned it into magnets and stuff. And she's like, and it's like she's crying. I was like, insane ring.
Yeah, and it's because every once in a while, there's always someone on the show that like checks them and goes, okay, but like, why are you couponing? You're a millionaire. Yeah. Like, you know,
do they
like,
coupon? Why are you?
Yeah, they tried to coupon. And then like Kim's like first husband, well, her second husband, Chris Humphries, was like, you guys, Courtney was like really into couponing. And then he grabbed all the coupons and he's like, you guys are millionaires. And he like cuts it all up. And I was like, he's right. Like, give those coupons to someone else.
That's so good. Have you ever seen when Bill Gates was on Ellen and they're like, how much does a coffee cost? And he's like, $350 or something like that for a cup of coffee. Yes. What's the going rate?
Oh my God. Can you imagine the kind of gossip that like Bill Gates and like Jeff Bezos are engaging in? Yeah. It's like world level, like, hey, you know, like
they're like, should we start buying countries?
And when you think about it, insider trading is kind of like gossip.
Yeah. Know what else is gossip? Sports. And men don't want to hear that. Mm-hmm. Whenever I hear men talk about sports, I'm like, hey, you're literally gossiping. Musical theater kids going crazy right now, gossiping. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, y'all are saying like really gay. Like, it's a sport. And yours is about like men in like who are so hot, like touching each other. At least like we're talking about hot women over here as gay men. You know what I mean? I'm like, what's going on here? And they're like, it's not gossip, it's sports. We have our own part of Trivial Pursuit. And it's like, hey, stop screaming at
Trivial Pursuit is gossip.
Yeah. It's a test of how much gossip you know.
I will say this, a really good, I mean, I don't drink, but I feel like gossip is always best when like someone else is drinking.
Yeah.
So you get like,
hold on, that's so sick.
Yeah. You can squeeze the lemon fully then.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I'm just like observing as a sober person. I'm like, oh, this is great. Yeah.
Oh, that's sneaky. Cause when you're intoxicated, you're kind of like wake up the next morning, like, well, everyone else was. So hopefully no one remembers. And Hodo's just like,
like I has remember. A notebook full. No, she's still writing.
I haven't. You know, I just get my gossip from Natalie and Andrew. Yeah, so really. They're the ones that are giving it to me. You know.
Oh my God. Okay, we have to wrap up, but that was so fun. Thank you so much.
Oh my God, guys, are you telling me I'm like gonna have to now see the same five corner people again? Like, oh my God.
No, yeah. I have hope. I currently have hope. I have hope that we are going to be seeing each other soon, even if it's just in a park from far away. And we go, do you have any gossip? And then if not, we pack up our blankets and leave. We're going to be
listen, I don't know, Mitch, I don't know if you're on board, but I really want to learn about this bird watching business. I am serious, Greg.
I love that this is like working on people. It's really amazing. It's really amazing. And the thing I just like to warn is like, it's kind of like sometimes they're there, sometimes they're not. So I sometimes get anxiety that I'm just like, I always want, that's what I would say to anyone who wants to start birding. Just go do it, start looking for birds, but know that, like, you know, we're still going to be able to talk, but I always just got a pit in my stomach when I think, like, us going to Hyde Park, and I'm like,
I'm not seeing it.
Yeah, you know, we only saw a pigeon, but they're called rock doves, you know? And like, they're still like a mourning dove.
Well, to be honest, in the spring, there's so much more than just the birds, too.
You can the great return.
Just like the nature.
Also, in the spring, a lot more birds will be showing up. And I haven't even been birding in the spring. Oh, my God. I'm actually freaking out. You know what I mean? Like I've only started birding in winter, and all the birders that I meet are just like, oh, just show, wait, tell me. You know? And they're like crying, and they're like, wasn't that gorgeous on the horizon, and I see the nuthatcher for the first time.
What voice was that?
Gandalf.
Actually was.
I love that.
Anyways.
Guys, I'm so sad that it's like, I mean, I don't know if you remember this, Greg. Last time I physically saw you in person, we were eating sushi in the park.
And scared, like, about like, it was like a scare, you know what I mean? Like, it was sort of like, how you doing?
Yeah.
It was so fun, but it was a wild time. Like, it was just like the summer, and oh, it was so great.
Hopefully it's soon. Hopefully the variants don't just take over and it's just another 3 years of this.
No, they won't. No,
I also have
Mitch, don't say that.
Won't. That's what I know.
Oh my God.
It's always nice to have the worst case scenario so that when it's not, you can be happy, you know?
Anyway. Mitch, I don't agree with you, but you are right. I don't know why. I feel like I should go with that, you know?
No, you guys can be the optimist. I am optimistic as well.
Yeah. No, it sucks. This comes out in 2 weeks, and like, flash forward to 2 weeks, the parents have fully taken over Canada and everyone's listening to this.
They're like, they didn't
I'm
know.
Not going to lie. Like, I loved listening to the WAP episode, your masturbation episode.
There's a theme.
I really like the winter episode. I could not bring myself to listen to your variant episode.
Oh,
I was like, this is too depressing.
Yeah. We tried. It was so funny. We're like, we're going to try and make it like lighthearted. Then we'd like laugh and be like, there's nothing lighthearted.
I was like, it's going to be a real set. And that's why I just listened to your Can I Please Speak to the Manager podcast? Because that's just a lot of that celebrity gossip and then like saving people's failing careers. Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
positive.
So gossip.
Using gossip for positivity.
Well, thank you so much. So where people can find you, say it again, even though I said it off the top.
You know what I mean, guys? I'm sorry, white people. I must have really hurt your feelings by really shading the Beatles and Mick Jagger.
No, you said you loved Let It Be.
A Let It Be is a banger.
You're
okay?
Like, my Strawberry handle Fields. Is at Let It Be.
No, I, yeah, so follow me, at Hodo Comedy. That's Hoodo Comedy, all one word. I have TikTok as well because I need more distractions during this time. So follow me there. You know what I mean?
I love your TikTok. You're doing great.
I love your guys' TikTok so much. Like, I cannot, I don't know if you've seen it, but I've just been like reposting so many of them. Because it's like so informative and then it's funny. Like, usually when people talk about science, they're not funny, you know what I mean? And you guys are actually hilarious.
We're both just having a really hard time like taking it a compliment right now. We're like,
did you just see me throw up onto my shirt?
Like, literally, yeah, I could tell he was like shutting down.
That's what I'm
like,
in therapy.
Did I say something nice?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, I can't think of it.
Accept love, accept it. Are you guys in therapy? You guys need to be in therapy.
Yeah. Oh God, like twice a week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well, I love you guys.
Thank you so much for being on the pod.
Hopefully
we'll get to see you performing live soon.
We will manifest.
Or we can actually just hang out,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying, beyond comedy.
Of course,
I'm also into doing that. I don't know if y'all are aware.
When we can be,
I mean, Mitch has only ever seen you on the stage.
That's
true. So he's starstruck.
From a distance. I feel like I didn't actually get to meet you after a show. I feel like I spoke to Greg.
Like maybe briefly just been like, hi. I don't remember specifically either, but we've definitely never like hung out. So hopefully there'll be
so we're gonna
make
that happen too.
I don't know why I did that, guys. That's how you know I'm not used to being around people. Anyways.
Thank you so much. For everyone listening, hashtag Side Note Podcast, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.